Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. If you haven't secured your outdoor furniture for today's winds yet, you may need to look for your lawn chairs in your neighbor's yard. Winds today are expected to gust upwards of 45 miles per hour, and temps are taking a turkey day dip with the winter chill moving in just in time for the holidays. That means the rain we had with milder temps yesterday will turn to snow, impacting a big travel day before Thanksgiving. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Safety officials are urging hunters to remember safety in the woods this week. More than 500,000 hunters are expected to flock to the woods in hopes of bagging a buck. Megan Anderson with Amplify Health by Gunderson says while gun safety takes center stage this week, there are other risks hunters need to keep in mind.
A couple others that we might not always think about are some of those potential medical events like heart attacks that can happen in the woods, especially if we're not physically active the rest of the year and then we're walking long distances, potentially dragging deer that can be really strenuous on the body, which can lead to a heart attack in the woods. And then the third one is falls from tree stands, especially. We see those a lot related to hunting at our level 2 trauma center.
Preliminary numbers for this year's hunt are in, and DNR officials say things look about the same as last year as far as the number of hunters buying licenses. The number of deer harvested over opening weekend, though, is up nearly 4% over last year. Hunters registered more than 90,000 deer statewide compared to just over 87,000 last year. Experts say we're still below the five-year average, though, by just over 1%. The biggest nighttime parade in the Midwest hit the streets of Appleton this week. Organizers say more than 80,000 people lined the streets for the Appleton Christmas Parade annual tradition. The parade had a record number of entries this year. 80 floats and 20 bands entertained the crowd along College Avenue. Whether by street or by sky, this is the busiest travel week of the year. Savannah Tomei Olson lays out the best times to hit the road.
AAA estimates 1.65 million people in Wisconsin will be traveling more than 50 miles away. That's about 28% of our whole population. And with a 2% rise in travelers this year, that would set a new record. A vast majority of people going on a trip for Thanksgiving will be driving. So as usual for the holiday, be ready for a lot of traffic. Here's when the roads will be busiest. Tuesday from noon to 9, Wednesday from 11 to 8, and all day Sunday. Advocates and law enforcement are urging you to have a designated driver if you'll be drinking. Holidays can turn tragic when people drive impaired. Data shows on average 173 people die each year over the Thanksgiving holiday in drunk driving crashes. That's 35% of all traffic deaths during that time period. To keep the roads safer, AAA has activated its Tow2Go program. Someone who has their car with them and maybe imbibed more than they planned can call, and a tow truck will take the person and their car to their destination, only within a 10-mile radius. But the program is free, and you do not have to be a AAA member. Meanwhile, some Wisconsinites are taking to the skies, about 8% of people traveling. On average, round-trip flights for Thanksgiving cost about $700, which is similar to what they cost last year. The top destinations for Wisconsinites are mostly in Florida. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
According to the AAA, about 90% of travelers choose to drive for the Thanksgiving holiday rather than fly. Beloved storyteller and Emmy Award-winning show host John McGivern is coming to Green Bay to share his holiday tales of a Wisconsin childhood. McGivern will be at the Ashwaubenon PAC this coming Tuesday. His humor strikes a special chord with local audiences with holiday stories all of us can relate to, from the excitement of snow days to the annual We Energies Christmas cookie book, even the classic New Year's Eve parties in the finished basement. McGivern gave WGBW morning show host Dan Marcus a sneak peek at what'll be in the show.
All the toys that we had growing up were these incredibly crafted, handmade wooden toys because my father was an incredible carpenter. And when you're 6 years old and you get a handmade wooden gun from Santa, all you think is, oh, what a piece of crap. I want something plastic. I want a Bazooka Joe gun. Yeah,
you want a
Zeklinski gun.
Rock'em sock'em robots. Come on.
McGivern's Holiday Tales show is at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eschwabenonpac.org. The newest Wisconsin State Patrol graduates don't just come from Green Bay, Bosque Belle, and Baraboo. They come from around the world. Among the 27 candidates receiving badges recently are recruits from Sierra Leone, South Africa, and Brazil, joining others from across Wisconsin and the Midwest. State leaders say the mix of local and international recruits represents the growing diversity of law enforcement in Wisconsin. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time, 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward. What's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming... Use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a five-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit. Followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with snow and blowing snow today. We're talking 1 to 3 inches, but wind will be gusting to 40 to 50, and that will create some big problems on the roads at times. Temperatures falling through the 20s today. Tonight, more blowing snow, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.